creating an outline for your Udemy course. Every great Udemy course begins with a great outline. You wouldn't even think about writing a book without mapping out an outline first, would you? So don't try to create a Udemy course without one either. You must have a good title and subtitle. The most important thing that you need to decide on is the title of your course. This is closely followed by the course subtitle. A good title and subtitle can literally mean the difference between the success and failure of your course. If a potential customer is not inspired by your titles, then they will purchase someone else's course. You can have the best training videos on Udemy, but if you don't sell them with a good title, then you will not optimize the number of sales. When you are choosing these titles for your course, you don't have to be sensationalist. You can grab a lot of attention by simply making a promise. So, to come up with the best title, decide on the end result that your Udemy students are looking for. If you're not sure about this, go back over the research that you did in the last video. Always remember this: people that pay to watch Udemy videos want to achieve results. Almost all of the people that purchase your Udemy course will do so because they want to transform their lives in some way. They are not interested in you or your course, just what it can do for them. So, think about the end result here and make your promise in your title, for example, Total Beginner to WordPress Master. You then need to come up with a good subtitle that reinforces the promise. So you could go for Create Stunning WordPress Websites Without Having to Use a Line of Code. Provide a roadmap. The next step with your Udemy course outline is to provide your potential customers with a roadmap. You want to minimize the number of steps as much as you can here. If a potential customer sees many steps involved to achieve the results they want, then they may try to find a similar course with less steps. Put yourself in the shoes of the potential student here. They really want to learn something, and they think that a video course is the best way to do this, which it normally is. But it is an obstacle in their way from where they are now to where they want to be. The bottom line is that nobody wants to watch hours and hours of videos no matter how good they are. All they really want is the end result. So, think carefully about the steps involved, from transforming from a total beginner to a WordPress master, for example. Think back to how you learned to use WordPress and how you went about doing this. Create a few steps that you can then start to fill in more details. The outline for your videos. Okay, let's stick with our WordPress example. What are the steps to becoming really proficient at creating a WordPress website without having to use any code? Well, you might come up with something like this: installing WordPress, the WordPress dashboard, themes and plugins, pages and posts, categories and tags, custom menus, adding different media types, configure WordPress for optimum performance, security for your WordPress website. Okay, so we may have forgotten one or two things here. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that you have a step structure to create your videos from. Once you are happy with this, take each step and write down all the things that you need to teach in a video or videos. So for installing WordPress, you might decide to teach them about the difference between WordPress.com and a WordPress-hosted website, choosing a domain name, choosing a website hosting package, using the OneClicks installer to install WordPress on your domain name, choosing the best name for your website, choosing a strong password, checking that your WordPress website is working properly, installing WordPress on your domain manually using FileZilla, troubleshooting problems. You may need to break this down into 3 or 4 short videos. Always use short videos rather than long videos. If a potential customer sees that some of your videos are an hour long, then this could put them off. Remember that some people will be using their smartphones to view your videos, and an hour on a small screen is unthinkable. Go through the remainder of the steps and use one-liner as in the example above to flesh out the content that you need to provide. You can always change this later, of course, if you have forgotten something, for example. If you really know your stuff, then it should not take you very long to create your course outline. Having said that, we do not recommend that you rush this either. A good outline will help you to create your Udemy videos, so we recommend that you create your first outline and then go over it at least one more time to look for issues. Sometimes you will find that you think of things to add to your course outline as you are actually recording your videos. This is fine. Just update the outline and then follow it. There is no such thing as a perfect training course. If you tried to include everything about WordPress, for example, your course would be far too long. Focus on the important things for your course. Okay, so you have created your outline, and before you create your videos for Udemy, you need to be prepared.